I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. People traveling from Iowa and Oklahoma to Chicago will have to quarantine for 2 weeks upon arrival or face possible fines starting Friday. Chicago issued a quarantine order this month for 15 other states based on increasing numbers of confirmed COVID-19 cases. The city updated the order Tuesday. States are included based on the rate of new confirmed cases per 100,000 residents. State officials also announced 707 new confirmed cases and 25 deaths. Today is the deadline for filing this year's income taxes. An Illinois advocacy group is reminding people of the amendment on the 2020 election ballot that would change Illinois' tax system from a flat to a progressive one. The Vote Yes for Fair Tax Coalition includes voters from Rockford, DeKalb, Peoria, and Springfield. Director Sam Tuttle says the change is the right thing to do.
The Fair Tax Amendment's approval this fall means that on tax day next year, everyone who makes less than $250,000 a year will get a tax cut or pay no more than they do now. That's 97% of people statewide.
Tuttle says those who make more would pay more. She says it's needed to help fund the needs of the community. Some supporters include educators, small business owners, and faith leaders. Opponents of the amendment say it would open the door to higher taxes on all residents. They say what's really needed is fiscal discipline in state government. In other news, the head of an Illinois medical clinic offering COVID-19 testing to migrant farm workers says hundreds have been tested so far. Christine Herman has more.
The Community Health Partnership of Illinois is one of two federally funded clinics in the state offering COVID-19 testing to migrant workers. Elise Sawyers is the clinic's CEO.
One of the great things that we did was to collaborate with the state. We also use a state lab to do all of our lab result reporting.
Sawyers made her comments on the 21st show. She says of the roughly 700 migrant workers tested so far at their Harvard clinic in northern Illinois, about 17% have tested positive. Data from central Illinois are still being compiled. Governor J.B. Pritzker said last week that the state is sending out COVID-19 mobile teams to expand testing among vulnerable populations, including those who live in migrant housing. I'm Christine Herman.
I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition on your NPR News Station.
It's 7:19. Good morning. I'm Leah Lerner. An organization representing bowling centers across Illinois has filed a lawsuit against Governor J.B. Pritzker. The suit by the Illinois State Bowling Proprietors Association, claims Pritzker overstepped his authority by issuing several consecutive emergency rules that have treated different businesses in different ways. Heron Bowl owner Tim Labatt says bowling centers are being held to a different standard than businesses such as gyms, nail salons, and retail stores.
As the current mandate is written, bowling centers and bowling centers alone are stipulated that they can have 50% occupancy or 50 people, whichever is less, whereas other places are allowed a 50% occupancy, period. And that's where we've got the issue. We just feel like the bowling centers are being discriminated against, basically.
Heron Bowl could welcome up to 100 occupants at 50% capacity. Plus, he says his facility has taken extraordinary measures to promote social distancing. Despite the president's call for all kids to return to the classroom in the fall, Governor J.B. Pritzker says it will be up to individual school districts in Illinois on how to proceed. The State Board of Education released guidelines for schools to follow during the pandemic, such as having all staff and students wear a mask. The governor says schools can formulate their own plans from there.
Remember, each building is different. The capabilities of each school may be different. And so we want to provide all of the opportunities to get kids the kind of education that they should get, and also, most importantly, keeping them healthy and safe in the fall.
I'm Leah Lerner.